Good day, good day, good day, good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing? And happy Saturday. Yeah, happy Saturday to you. Or whatever day it is for you right now when you're listening to the sound of my voice. I just hope it's a great day for you. You know, the day really starts with you. It begins and it ends with you. You know, once you wake up and stretch it out a little bit and feel like you are awoke. Yeah, awoke, because you are. After that good night's sleep where you were laying dormant, don't even know where you were in between, but you woke up anew and refreshed. Never take that moment for granted. Because I'm going to tell you why. There's a lot of folks that didn't wake up this morning, but you did. How about that? And I did too. And I'm grateful. We woke up this morning. And some of us are really waking up. You know what I mean? With life situations and whatever it is that has gone on in your life, life can wake you up. Even in 2024, I hope that people are awoke and not asleep. Because there's many things happening. If you haven't voted, you should. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but your vote does count. I know a lot of you don't think your vote counts, but your vote counts in 2024. It's important that you vote for the right person that's going to be put in office, not the one that's going to take the rights of others, no matter what color, what race, what creed they are. We should be concerned about who we have in office running the country. If they're going to run it right. Run it for all. Not just for one group of people, but for all people. I'm trying to figure out what is wrong with humanity that they cannot want to or desire to live in peace when peace is right here before us. Each and every person has a moment of peace and tranquility in their lives. But sometimes their concern can be the things of this world. And at some point and some time, you don't want to be concerned about the things of this world when you get a particular age. But you have to realize that you're leaving children behind. Their children and the children that have not been born yet. So it's important that you get out and you vote. Yes, V-O-T-E. Your vote counts. Whether you believe it does or not. Get your behind out there and get in that line and vote. If you ain't registered to vote, you need to be registered. It's important. It's not just about you. It is about the generations and the generations to come. I say to you many times, you guys don't read the fine lines. Read the fine lines. Read about what you're voting for. Yes, the laws that you are voting to be changed and you have a problem with afterwards. The people that you don't vote for to go in office. If you don't vote, the one that you don't want to go in will go into office. So today, it's up to you. It's really, really up to you. Now, if there's an election in your city, please get out and vote. It's not just one time that you vote for your presidency, but those who go into office that run your state. Your state elective officials is who you vote for. Now, they have only the power that you give to them when you don't vote. So get out there and vote. Vote, 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 vote. Your vote counts. And I will too. Yes, I will too. I'm in a southern state, but I'm from the north. How about that? I'm from the nation's capital. And if I can vote and I'm in the south, so can you. Let's get it together, people. The vote counts. And it doesn't matter what your race is, but really it does. Because the vote is truly about you. It's about your race. Love you. And hope to see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Mwah. See you next time.
This has been I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ. Make sure you guys follow, share, and like. Vote.